And the reading is from Matthew chapter 28, the last three verses. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love and blessings. We thank you, Lord, for the freedom that we have to come and worship you, O Lord. At this time, as we present Malawi, the land of Malawi, and the missions there, Father, we pray that you would bless that land, bless the people in that land, bless the believers in that land and the work that is going on in evangelizing Malawi and the building programs that are going on. We pray that your blessings will be upon them. As I present this, Lord, pray that you would take care of this presentation, and we ask all of these things in Jesus Christ. Amen. Malawi is in Africa. Southeast Africa. It was about 3 years ago that I first, had the opportunity to travel to Malawi. It was one day when Brother George B. John came home and we were standing in the kitchen. They brought us some food. We were standing in the kitchen and he just popped the question, would you like to go to Malawi? I didn't hesitate, I said yes. And that's when it all started, 3 years ago in 2016. Had the opportunity to go to Malawi, and I'll show you some slides. And the last 3 years I've been there as a missions, teaching and evangelizing and village evangelizing, and also market evangelizing. So I'll show you some of the slides that we have. This is Africa, and Africa, this is Malawi as we see here, this small little strip of land. It is in the southeast part of Malawi. This is the equator, and this is below the equator. So the temperatures are usually opposite the other. In June, July, it is cold when it is hot here. And in January, February, they're usually wet and hot. And so this is Malawi. We usually travel from Dallas. And the route that I took was go to Washington. And then stay overnight. Usually I travel on a Sunday after church and usually take the flight out about 5 o'clock from Dallas. Takes on Delta to Washington, D.C. and stay there overnight. The stay is provided by the Ethiopian Airlines that I traveled. And the next day at 11 o'clock in the morning, you board the Ethiopian Airlines, take you to Ethiopia, which is Addis Ababa, and you wait there for about 4 hours, and then on to Malawi. The flight from here to Washington, D.C. is about 4 hours, and then next morning, the flight from Washington, D.C. to Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, is about 14 hours, and then from Addis Ababa to Malawi is another 4 hours. So it is like traveling to those that travel to India. It is something like that. It's a long trip. By the time you reach there, you are tired. And so when you look at this one here, this is Malawi and the three main cities of Malawi. This is Lilongwe. This is the capital, and that's where we land. And from here, it's about 10 to 12 miles to the place that we go in Konange. We go here, that is where the mission is. and the other three, other two cities, Blantyre is the economic capital of Missouri, and Mazuzu is the major city in Malawi. And then if you see here, Karanga, I think this is the place, the first time that the missionaries Minoji and Joyce landed up there, and they established two churches. And then after that, they moved a long way, about 10, 12 miles over here. And that is the site of the present mission activity that is going on. I was told that Brother Vinoji and Joyce went from Kerala, India, to Africa about 12, 13 years ago. And then they first landed up in Kenya, and then they went to Tanzania, and then they came to Malawi. So they came to Malawi, and then from Karanga, they established two churches, and then they came down to the capital here, outskirts of capital, about 12 miles. It's already all rural. And there they have established now a total of 10 churches. And I will show the buildings that's going on. So in 10 years, they have established 10 churches. And pray God, in the next 10 years, there may be another 25 churches there in Malawi. So let me get to the next slide. This is the airport in Malawi. This is the place where the planes come and stand. And they have only one runway. And this is one of the planes. This is a little bit lower, but there you go. Thank you. So we find that this is the Ethiopian Airlines that you travel from Addis Ababa to Malawi. And there are only three planes that land there in a day. One is Ethiopian Airlines, South African Airlines, and Malawian Airlines. So they only need one runway. But believe it or not, this time as we were coming back, we saw that they are expanding this, and I think they are trying to start some cargo flights from Malawi. So this is the beautiful lake of Malawi. It stretches the whole length of that country. If you look here, thank you. This is the country of Malawi, this whole length here. This blue area is the Lake Malawi. And this is a tremendous resource for Malawi, tremendous. But unfortunately, the people and the government in Malawi is not making use of it. There's a lot of fish here. They can do a lot of fisheries, transporting that. And believe it or not, they have oil. But they cannot take the oil because there's a problem with this country here, Mozambique, and this country, Tanzania, and this country, Malawi. Those three countries together, they are fighting for that oil, to the rights of that oil. Instead of joining hands and saying, we'll share the oil and take the money, they say, no, we want it all. And so the oil is still in the ground. Maybe one day we will hear that they have struck oil and they are either sharing it or one party has got it. So it's a tremendous resource. They're not using it. They also have a lot of water, and anybody can use that water. The people in that place does not use the water for irrigation or whatever purpose, but they depend on the rain for their cultivation. So there are people that have mentioned to them, to the government, to go and use the irrigation for cultivation, but so far nobody has done it. So this is a beautiful lake. We went there this time. And there were people that said, we don't have a church here. Would you establish a church? And so this last trip when we were there, Brother Vinoji and Joyce, they talked to some of the landowners there and was able to get a small piece of property, and they have already started building on it. So I'll show you pictures of that also. These are just some animals of Malawi. They have got a lot of wild game. You can go for the Malawi safari and see them. Elephants, hippopotamus. These are beautiful animals, zebra. These deers, there are all kinds of deers, there. And then the lions, giraffe, this is a monkey, and the leopards. I was just sitting there at the table, and I just drew an outline of the place that the compound is. I think I've clicked on the wrong one. So this is about 2.5 acres here in this land here. This is owned by the Malawi Missions. And then this is the village road. This is the main gate, which is an iron gate. And this is opposite that, they have 0.5 acre. So all of these together, they have a total of 3 acres. And they utilize every part of this. And here, this is a playground, which is about 30 by 120. This is the main church, the interior mission church. This is a mission house, which is a 3-bedroom, 2 full baths. And this is preschool. This is tailoring. This is the Bible school students' housing, this one and this one. This is the Bible school classroom. And then opposite is the carpentry building, student kitchen. And you notice these says pig house. They used to rear pigs to help support the mission. They don't do that anymore, but this last year they have converted this and made this into a big big area where for the first time last year they had a women's conference that had a total of about 50 women there, and it was a tremendous success. God is blessed, and so they would stay in this place the next time they have that. And then this is maize cultivation. Maize is corn, as we call it here. It's a little different, the corn that is there and here. Here we have yellow corn. I don't know if we have white corn here, but the corn over here is white. It is tasteless, it's bland, but they eat that with some other type of food with it, like pickles and things like that. So maize is grown here, and the mission is also blessed with an extra 10. And it's in case someday they cannot be there anymore, the mission group cannot be there, how will the evangelists support themselves? And so they have got this land. They have been blessed by funds to buy that, and they have divided this for cultivation. And most of those are the Bible school students that cultivate that land. And then a portion of profits from that is given to they can continue on the work in Malawi. Let me go to the next slide. This is the compound. This is the wall. If there is no wall in any place over there, come and steal everything. So they have this great wall, and any time after 3 o'clock, this compound is full with students. Students, little boys and girls, and teenagers. They come to play, but at the same time, by 3:30, they know that and the church is just right over here. And they will all go into the church, and the students' program start. There's anywhere between 85 to 100 students. The first time that I went 3 years ago, we landed there and reached to the house, mission home at. I was sitting at the dining table, and Binoji told me the coming shortly, and you can take the class. I was surprised. I landed there. I'm a little tired and sleepy, but he said, "No, the children." So I thought it would be something like here, maybe 15, 20 students. To my surprise, there were 85 students in there waiting for you, waiting to tell them the stories, and they are shouting and shouting. So you tell them the story, and then the system is you tell them the story, and then after that you ask them a question. And when you ask them the question, believe it or not, even those that are about 3 years old, they're all lifting up their hands. They want to answer. I said, how could this be true? How could they lift up? How would they know the answer? But they want to give an answer. So I tried the youngest of those, or the smallest of those, and believe it or not, they would answer the question. They're attentive. But then there was another incentive. You see, those that answer the question correctly, so everybody trying their life, you know. And then those so one time here because of candy or learn the story. They all said, "We are candy." They're just so innocent. And that is the truth. But that's what it is. This is the main auditorium, the church or the assembly. The assembly can seat about 250 people. If they can sit a little closer, which they do, I think it can go up to 300 people. It's a huge place. And I'm taking a class. This is Joyce, and this is the evangelist that does the translation. The evangelist and the Bible school students are always with us wherever we go, and we don't go anytime by ourselves outside the compound because of safety. Although Malawi is supposed to be the safest country in Africa, but still they want us not to do so. This is the Avana children. For some reason, it's not very clear, but I see on the other side it's so clear. Avana children. And then these are the visitors and the Bible school students. If you can read here, you see library and classroom. This is the classroom. And this is the dorm on one side. Thank you. This is the dorm on one side. This is the dorm on the other. And the Bible school students stay here. And they also receive a little money to support their family because they are staying full-time in the Bible school. And then we have, these are the Bible students here, right here. This is Minoji. This is Joyce. These are the two sisters. They are guests from Atlanta. And these are the Bible school students. And this lady is the lady that cooks for the Bible school students. So by the time they eat for lunch at 12 o'clock, the food is ready for them. The Bible school students go there and eat their food, and they are back in class again. Now, guess what this lady's name is? Her name is Florida. I was floored when I heard that name. I thought she was kidding me that it was Florida, but it is truly her name is Florida. So this is the Bible school students, a lovely group of students, and they will be graduating. When I said that, God willing, in 10 years, would have another 25 Bible school students. Till this time, the work has been done more by the missionaries, Vinoji, Joyce, and partly by the Bible school students, these students that God willed by. Now, these students are going to be graduated now. In 2 months, they will graduate, and these students are going to evangelize the villages. These students. And imagine they've got 8 students now, and they go 2 by 2. And they have 4 villages, 4 to 6 villages they can go evangelize. Imagine the possibility. Imagine that. And then later this year or early next year, they will bring in another 8 to 10 students. So in 10 years, God willing, and let us pray for them, pray for the land of Malawi to get them to build these churches. And I will also mention a little bit about how the church planting is done. So these are the Bible school students that are singing there. Usually when there are guests, that is guests coming from outside, preaching, and they have a show. Show in the sense they, from each church, from different assemblies, they would bus them in or bring them by truck into the main church that I mentioned. The name of that church is called Tanda, M-T-A-N-D-A, and they would bring them, and they would present either a song. Africans love to sing, and when they sing, they dance, and sometimes Missionary Binoji had to caution them the way of movement with that dance. They are very good at this, but then sometimes in the assembly, you have to be careful how they present themselves, but they really do dance. Nice, nice dancing. This is the assembly, and this is the total number that can be seated. These boys and girls, they are so quiet. They hardly make too much noise. I think they have been told not to, and they do very well. This is the back of the assembly, Sunday morning worship time. And if you look at this name, this is Tande. Tande is the main area where the mission is. These buildings, these churches are called Interior Missions Church. And if you look at this, this is in a place called Sambo. Christian Brethren, we preach Christ crucified. We just drove in over here and we had church that day. It was a weekday. You always find people. You just drive someplace, just like if you look at in Kerala many years ago, you drive into a village, you can get people there. And same thing here. You see, they come running, and we will have a presentation, and then we take a picture. This is Sambo Church. We are hosting a health lesson class. I'm presenting a class. About 70 people are here, all huddled together. They don't mind doing that. If we were all in this church here, if we were to sit the way we sit, maybe about 30, maybe about 25. But here, 70 people would gather in, and they will adjust themselves. Look at this crowd. Oh, sorry. Look at this crowd over, oops. This crowd over here, they all huddle themselves and sit down there. This is another church. This is Chimera Church, Chimera Interior Missions Church. This, you know, I was talking to Brother Vinoji and I asked him, is this like a franchise going on here? Because the church looks the same wherever you go. They've got the plans. They know how much length, breadth, height, how many windows, how many, everything is planned because it is the evangelists there and the Bible school students that are doing the building. Even the funds that are brought into the mission, they pay the funds out. They are so much entrusted and trusted with and the money. And so far, they have not had any. So they know exactly what the outline of the church is, the plans, and they do the work. And this is baptism. They had supposed to be 16 people to be baptized that day, but 4 couldn't make it because they didn't have money to come from the neighboring village to come here. Unfortunately, Brother Vinoji did not know about it, otherwise he would have found a way to get them. So that is baptism. And this is a building that is almost done. And this is a building for the Bible school student. Now, I remember mentioning to you that the place, the land was bought by the river. This is by the river, Lake Malawi. Because when Brother Vinoji and group had been there, they voiced a need for a church. Because that area, a good percentage of people are of Muslim faith, Islam faith. And they didn't have a church. And so they prayed about a church. They needed to buy land. And so land was bought. Land was bought. And the building has already started. The land was bought when I was there in October. The dealing for the buying of the land was under a tree. I didn't put those slides in here. It was under a tree, and the village chief came in, and the owner of the land came in, and some paperwork was signed, and transaction was made. And then I think 2 weeks after that, the building started, and they sent us a picture saying that this is already done. This is for the Bible school student who is in charge of that area. And the other, I'll show you in another picture. Okay, so this is, Chippy is one of the Bible school students. His real name is Chipora. They call him Chippy. And he will be staying here. And this will be where the other church will come out here. Church. And this is the water tank. Let me go a little bit faster. This is church. Outdoor church at Emmanuel's place. Emmanuel is an evangelist. He's also going to start Bible school the next session, and they already have a church going on, which is here. And they have regular church Sundays and even other days, Bible school teaching and all of those. Let me go a little bit faster because I'd like to give you all time to ask some questions. So this is a coffee time with the students. We have it each time guests are there. It's good to just sit down and fellowship with the Bible school students. This is health and hygiene class. I'm presenting all kinds of medical and hygiene classes for them. I'm talking about the lung, about bronchitis, and showing them. After the class is done, then I ask them if anyone has questions. Everybody has questions. Everybody has. In fact, two women had chest pain that day, and I do not know why. And something happened. They said, I'm having a little chest pain, because I talked about chest pain. anyway, we are not supposed to, because there is voodoo medicine around there, and they don't like those things. So anyway, everything was fine. This is the group behind to which we were presenting the presentation. These are probably another 50, 60 people inside here. This is another place, Tande, that's presentation that is going on. This is that main church. Of course, this is another place. Now, God's gift to Malawi, that is the truck. I don't remember how many ton truck is, but this truck, since they have had it, what they do is they transport people. They transport people from the other churches when the guests come in, and they bring from two and three other churches over there, and preaching goes on to them. And they are very excited. When they come there, they usually have meal on the grounds, and the people in the home church cooks for the others, and they have the meal is usually the corn, which is maize, and fish. Those are the two staples. Those are the two things. And they are taken back to their places. And this is another group coming in, believers coming for worship. here. And I counted, I think we had about almost 40 people in the truck. Now, a truck used for people and goods. So if you look at this one here, these are the bricks that are being hauled or rather brought in from some other place. And if you look at this one here, this is the present assembly. And I've got another picture. I think it is here. This is an assembly there. This is the well in that place by the river. This is ladies or women coming in from different villages for water. This area, the missions, is the only place that have water with a water well. So all the neighboring villages, they don't have water. And so the ladies would come with their pails and buckets, and they will come here and they line it up. And the ladies will wait here, and that's an opportune time to give them the gospel, teach them the Bible, and the ladies in the missions will be teaching them while each one go and pump and get the water. Mamas for the Master, this is ladies in the African dress. This is Joyce. These are the two sisters from Atlanta. These are the evangelist wives. This is the First Sisters Conference. As I mentioned, they had 50 women, 50 plus women over there, and they had a very successful conference, and they want to do it every year. So pray for them. And they had all kinds of questions. One of the biggest problems there is morality. And when you say, when we say that, if a man or a woman of the house is not there and they leave for a week or 2 weeks, then everything messes up. Because if somebody leaves the home to work or something, because a lot of them have gone to South Africa to find work, but by the time the person comes back, either his wife or husband is no more there. Someone else goes with it. And so the believers are being taught. In fact, we have classes to teach them what the Bible says, what the Word of God says. And it is so important. So pray for that too. It's a serious problem. And so the ladies had all kinds of questions about that during the ladies' conference. This is, anybody want to try pronouncing this word? Mangombe. Mangombe. This is a new assembly going to be built there. And Brother Vinoji is humoring those young people there. And these guests from Atlanta, they'll be teaching the students shortly and presenting the gospel to them. This is two churches, Choka and Tande, assemblies gathering together in the main assembly. This is the one that I said, this is the assembly in this area called Pazua. Pazua, and I'm speaking to them, giving the gospel, talking to them from Genesis about sin, and these all attending it and listening very carefully to that. Now, let me show you. This is outside the assembly. This is their assembly. And when it rains, it comes through because it's not covered completely. But they would still sit there and listen. They would still sit there. And look at what they are blessed with now. This is the church that is being built right now. See, this is the assembly there. The picture was taken in front of that. This started sometime in October or November, and it should be completed by now. There's three building projects going on, and one church, it takes about $3,000 to build a unit like this, $3,000. Okay? So it's very affordable if we think in dollars here, whereas for them, it is very difficult. Conversion of currency, one American dollar fetches you 740 kwacha. kwacha is their money, and it is 740. So their money is not very of much value. So those that are going from the U.S., they can do very much over there. And so this project can be completed with $3,000. This is a ground dedication for the church in Gandali. When I was leaving there in October, they had plans for three churches to start the construction, and this was one of them, and they have already started. I think one has completed already. This is preaching in the market. Market evangelism is something that I liked very much. You go to the market, you sing and present me the gospel, and people gather together. Now, this is one. This is the other. This was taken my first year, but I thought this was so very interesting. So can we play the video, brother? So anyway, till that comes up, let me tell you a little bit about, we mentioned about the food. Food is maize and fish, and the currency is chichawe. Chichawe, and the language that's it. There you go. Of the music over there. They love music. They dance to the music, and they praise God at the same time. So I will finish here. I just want to mention Brother Vinoji will be returning back in March. He was waiting for his citizenship, U.S. citizenship. He has just got it, and so now he's free to go back. He should be there for another 4 months this trip. And I understand that we have got some brothers that will be going there to Malawi year two. I think five or six of them will be going. And so pray for them, pray for Malawi, pray for our missionaries, and pray for the believers over there. They are going through difficult times. When I say difficult times, because they are persecuted. There's a lot of Satan worshippers over there. And they try to win them over or get them back, telling them that don't follow this group and all of those. So they need much prayer. Let me open up to two or three questions, and then we can close. Anything maybe that I've missed, if I can answer them, I'll give you the answers. Yes, brother. Yes, there are other denominations. There's Catholic Church. There's churches that were started by David Livingstone that came in from Europe, England. So there's a lot of their churches. Yes, it is. Malawi is a Christian nation. They have the second largest group is Muslims. They're about 13 to 14%. Yes, there's a lot of other churches also. Yes. So the Brother Vinoji and his group, the Brethren Mission, they have about 10 churches now. Yes. Thank you. Anyone else?
What is the typical source of income for the people who
If you go into the cities, most of them, they have office jobs. I didn't show any city pictures here because when we are there, we take a trip probably once to the city. And that is maybe to get eat some food. But their main they work for industries, certain companies. That is their main source of income. But in the villages, there's no income. It's day job. And if there's somebody wants some labor, they go do the work. And let me tell you, most of the labor is done by women. And I do not know if you had seen any of the women there with their children carried at the back, and they go and work in the farm with one and two children on their back. And the men are most of the time loafing around in the villages, really not doing anything. They are not doing anything. So they need a lesson, those men, but we cannot do that. Yes, brother. I would think quite a few of them do change. We can see the change. Over the years that I've been, the last 3 years, yes, I could see that. And there are more believers coming in at the same time. And those that are there, we have to teach them because they do not know. They follow their own traditions. And so when we teach them, it's going to be difficult, especially the home situation. So I have seen changes, yes. Changes for the better. Yes. Yes, brother.
Do they speak English at all, or do you have to learn their language?
Well, all Bible school students speak English. They teach English in school. And although Chichawe is their language, they do teach English because English is needed even in workplaces. There's much influence from Korea, the land of Korea, and the land of Japan, and they are helping them. They have much resources, I see, but they don't tap it. And so they are living on handouts. Incidentally, a few weeks ago, I was just looking through the internet, and I said, 10 poorest countries. So I went through them, and to my surprise, I saw Malawi, the third poorest of the 10 countries they showed. So it's a very poor country, very poor country. Maybe we can take one more question and then we'll close. Okay, shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your blessings, Lord. Thank you that we could present Malawi. And pray, Lord, that we would have a heart for Malawi to pray for the work that is being done for the missionaries Minoji and Joyce as they give their life and their time to preach and to witness and to evangelize the land of Malawi. Pray also for the Bible school students and also for all the believers there, Lord. Pray that they will stand up for the word of God and for the witness of God. We pray that you would bless the land, bless the people, and also bless us as we have a heart for that land. We ask all of these things in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. Thank you.